Proclamation number 8075, dated the January 8, 1962. Every being fell and descends voluntarily. I certainly knew the direction of your will when I created you. I knew that you would make the wrong decision of your own free will. Yet this did not prevent me from completing my plan of creation, because I also foresaw the final goal, which will result in unlimited bliss for the created beings once again. Besides, those beings really fell entirely of their own free choice. Since every being enjoyed an immense abundance of light, it also knew what it was doing when it distanced itself from me. Thus it was fully responsible and cannot blame any other being, not even Lucifer, its maker. For I would never have allowed the being's will to be determined. It was able to freely want and act by itself, and so, accordingly, was its guilt which kept it chained to the abyss. Yet on the other hand, each one of these fallen beings had the opportunity to shape itself into a godlike being again. For the process that took place from the moment it fell into the abyss was a plan of salvation based on love and wisdom, which made this retransformation into perfection possible. The beings were by no means lost to my adversary forever, although they had followed him voluntarily. Yet Roman 1, 2, was entitled to these beings because they had emerged from my strength of love. And I will not allow anyone to deny me this right. Nevertheless, neither I nor my adversary will ever force the being to make a decision for me or for him. Instead, it is left up to its free will to choose its lord. I know that the final decision will sooner or later be in my favor, but the being itself determines the time it takes for this final decision. But the goal motivated me not to prevent the being's fall, which I certainly could have done, but, in my wisdom, recognized as wrong in view of the goal, which only an act of complete freedom of will can achieve. The fact that I knew every individual being's decision in advance did not influence the act of creation, insofar as I might have created the beings differently according to their direction of will. Supreme perfection adorned all my living creations, given that nothing flawed, imperfect, could have emerged from me. And their free will especially demonstrated their divinity, even if it was aimed in the wrong direction, and thus the being changed within itself into the opposite. But retransformation is such an immense task for the being, something so enormous, that the goal motivated me to nurture it with greatest love, wisdom and might. Reshaping the fallen beings into all kinds of creations was an act which gave me much happiness, something which you humans cannot imagine. It was my strength, which once inexorably poured out of the primary source, which now took on forms according to my will. And since every created spiritual being was my once emanated strength which did not fulfill its actual purpose, it was now diverted into those forms, giving them life and performing tasks, because all strength coming forth from me must become active according to my will. However, the once fallen spirits are no longer self-aware, instead, disintegrated into innumerable tiny particles, they carry out a designated task in the law of compulsion. They must yield to my will in order to attain the state in which self-awareness and free will can be returned to them. This process of development of the once fallen spirits is my plan of salvation, which was designed with profound love and unsurpassed wisdom, and which, with certainty, will return all once fallen beings to me in supreme perfection, which can only be achieved by the free will of the being itself and not by virtue of my power. But the fact that everything has to take place according to my law of eternal order may also prolong the process of return indefinitely. For I cannot intervene against the being's will when it has to pass its final test as a human. I must let love and justice prevail and cannot bestow bliss upon a being which is still burdened by the guilt of the original sin. For this reason I must demand the acknowledgement of Jesus and his act of salvation on earth, and the person must take his original sin to him under the cross and appeal to him for forgiveness. Then he will have passed the final test of will, he will have acknowledged me myself again in Jesus, in whom I became a visible God for him and can now provide him with supreme bliss again in my kingdom, in which he will stay united with me for all eternity. Amen.